This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring the Reverend Bishop Peter Jugis of St. Patrick's Cathedral of Charlotte.
In Advent, we take a look at the longing of the people in Old Testament times for God to come and save them, and how God carried out his promise by coming himself to be born at Bethlehem. And during Advent, we also take a look at our own longing for Jesus to come again, just as he promises, for the resurrection of the dead and to take the just with him into the kingdom of heaven forever. God makes his promise to the human race, and he keeps his promises. God is always faithful. And so we have in our first reading today, appropriately during Advent, the prophet Isaiah announcing to the people, this is centuries before Christ, God is coming. Prepare the way of the Lord. And Isaiah says, when God comes, the message will be, here is your God. Promises made for the people, and Jesus is the fulfillment of that promise. What does John the Baptist announce to the people when Jesus comes to the Jordan River for baptism? It's amazing the similarity of the words, even though we're talking centuries and centuries apart. John the Baptist says exactly what the prophet Isaiah had foretold would be said in the future. Here is your God. John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Son of God. It's just amazing to see how what God promises is going to be done, he does. What Isaiah, his prophet, announces is going to happen, even down to almost the very identical words, comes to pass. God is always faithful. God does what he says he's going to do. And he tells us what he's going to do. It is a wonderful to see how God announces what he's going to do, and then he keeps his promise. That's because God is faithful. God is faithful to us and to the covenant that he's entered into with us, and he does what he says he's going to do, as any participant in a covenant would do. So, talking about promises made and promises kept, Jesus himself, we know, has also made other promises to us. Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. And here he is with us always in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, his real presence in the Holy Eucharist. And Jesus has made yet another promise of his second coming in glory, a promise from God himself that he himself will fulfill at the appropriate time. You must be prepared, Jesus says. You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And Jesus uses the same words that were announced through Isaiah centuries before. Prepare the way of the Lord. And Jesus says, you must be prepared. It's all coming to pass. It's all happening as God has promised. And that's Advent. God promises, God makes promises to us, and he personally comes to save us. He keeps his promise. So we have a beautiful letter today from St. Peter in our second reading. And it's addressed to us now who are waiting the fulfillment of further promises during these Advent readings, Jesus' second coming. So St. Peter tells us, the Lord does not delay in keeping his promise. The same word again is appearing appropriately during Advent, his promise. He's not delaying in keeping his promise. No, He's working out his plan. He is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the reading continues, according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. And that's the way we are to be prepared, as Jesus is telling us, to be found without spot or blemish. Turn away from sin, the conversion of heart that is so essential to our preparing the way of the Lord during the season of Advent. You must be prepared, Jesus says. What a great season Advent is. As we prepare joyfully to celebrate Christmas, God's coming personally at Bethlehem to save us, let us also prepare ourselves joyfully for his second coming in glory, a promise just as surely to be kept as the earlier promises made by God have been kept. And let us be joyfully ready for that great day that he announces is to come. The Eucharist, Jesus' real presence, which we receive in this Holy Mass, sanctifies us, and it's that holiness that is imparted to our soul, which sanctifies us and keeps us in that state of readiness for the Lord whenever he decides to come.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring the Reverend Bishop Peter Jugis of St. Patrick's Cathedral of Charlotte on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.